The multiverse is brought to you by Husky. I love it. I'm drinking one right now. See? Told you I loved it.
They asked me to leave the course.
We're rolling. Okay. Sorry. Hi. Hello, everyone.
Good afternoon. Good morning. Good evening. Good whatever night. Time it is
good morning,
when you're
good
watching
evening,
this.
Good night. Who used to say that?
Good morning. Good evening. Good night. Was it Bernie Lynch on
I
Island
don't know,
Sounds?
Bernie Lynch.
Bernie Lynch. God bless Lynch. Bernie. How you doing, Bernie? Excuse me.
God
sorry.
God bless. I thought it was, he's not. He's still with us.
God.
No, you said God bless. Yeah,
now I can't, does it have to mean that?
Anyway, I...
God bless you, son.
I don't know Bernie Lynch. I used to listen to him on Island Sound.
He was the first person I ever heard say the wireless.
The wireless.
For the radio. Children, the old word for the radio was wireless because it was wireless. And then there was Rediffusion.
Rediffusion, Bill Wires skin.
But that can Bill Wires.
And then after Rediffusion, it became wireless, yes.
So first Rediffusion, but then wireless.
And then wireless, yes.
Oh, loom, everything is
online
digital.
Or digital, yes.
Yes, DAB Plus,
DAB
you're
Plus.
Online.
DAB Plus, if you're
Sergio, Tina's sponsor.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 11.
We started, huh?
Episode 11.
Yeah. We started asking
for
sponsors.
Of course.
Episode 11. And this episode
is the penultimate episode of the season.
This is our final episode in 2 weeks' time. Which 2 weeks' time now?
Yes, final episode.
In 2 weeks' time, it will be filmed on location.
In a special location.
Yes, with a special guest.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be some
listeners.
Some listeners. So if you want to be part of that, if you want to win a spot on our final episode,
you
join our WhatsApp community
and get
below.
Active. It's important that they get active. That's how
you have to be active. Yeah, exactly.
So you can't just join and lurk.
No.
Just to see if anybody's going to post it. You need to join.
And you can't send us dick pics either. That's not being active. Those will go straight to Mussy.
and the flapscapes go to... And the
straight to you.
Go straight to me.
I don't want none of that. I don't want no part of it.
Wait, so I then do share them with Jay.
Yes, he does. But that's on a separate group altogether.
Send us your flapscapes.
Send us anything that'll make us laugh.
Exactly. I mean, even if
and
you
Clivert, if you're listening, you can't win again, all right? So
it's
take it easy.
If your flaps are not very funny, you can still, they don't have to make us laugh. If in any way your flaps are artistic or anyone's ever complimented you on them, that's good.
Should
as well.
We remind everybody what you're talking about?
Because flapscapes.
Years ago, there was this thing called nutscaping. Nutscape.
Yes. Nutscapes, when you take a photo between your legs with your balls hanging, it looks like fuzzy coconuts.
Inconspicuous, nutscape. They would be hanging on the top. Unless you were told, you wouldn't really know, right?
Unless you told, you wouldn't really know. And because we pride ourselves on being modern men. And,
equal opportunities.
Equal opportunities, etc. A few shows ago, we were trying to figure out what the female equivalent of the nutscape would be. And then we came up with flapscapes.
And it was your idea, we...
It's been embraced.
I
think it's been embraced. I think they mentioned it on the a couple of times. sent us really big ones. We've made them into posters. I think we're going to edit all this bit out.
We actually published a book about it.
Yes, so we have published the book.
Who's doing that? Miller Distributors?
It's available at Agenda Bookshop, go ask for it.
So that's Flapscapes. Yeah. Now, this is our last show in this studio.
It is.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Our last because
I didn't even realize that.
Because then from next season, we've got some news about studios, but we're going back to James Ryder.
We couldn't even move him. Do you remember that?
That was a very, very tight. It was very tight in that studio.
Yes.
This is our last wow. Any feelings about this place?
I mean, I'm going to miss it because I do miss the occasional Mrs. Bonici toilet flush from upstairs.
Yes.
I don't know. None of it ever came out, but I could hear it in the background.
All right.
When you said that, she could have pulled the plug from the bath.
Maybe she
was
having
a bath.
Yeah. She has a bath. So, Mrs. Bonici, should we give her a shout out? Okay, on three. 1, 2, 3.
Mrs. Bonici, we love you.
Ciao.
This is our last time. Wow.
We never got that tray of cookies or timpano.
No,
we were promised something.
But maybe we'll do it. We might do a summer special this summer. For example, the barbecue. Malpool. Oh, fingers crossed.
And we can get sponsors from those pink sausages.
Exactly.
Pink you know the ones?
And then she can maybe feed them to us through that the gap, through the hole. We could go down to the glory hole in Marcella.
We've established it wasn't actually a glory hole. It was just some look at it, local council workers fixing some pipes. Sorry. Okay, so this episode is all about Naughty Malta.
Yes, so.
I like how you worked that into the penultimate episode.
So basically, we did talk about wanting to do a show about people's naughtiest confessions.
What better show than this to talk about people's naughtiest confessions.
And Combinazione, the Naughty Malta tickets, have just been released. Ah. So Combinazione, I mean, it all just worked perfectly.
Perfectly.
Synchronicity. Ah, oh, nice, man. This year in our cast, I'm not Pia Zammit, an ex-guest. I'm not James Ryder, an ex-guest / producer. And Naomi Seid, an ex-guest.
Oh, I'm coming to that then.
Oh, and Tony Attard, who didn't want to come onto the show. I haven't invited him yet. So
is he going to be naked?
No. Okay, there is actually, people ask me about this show. There isn't really any nudity. It's all kind of implied.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Matthew came to see it. There's no nudity in it.
You reenact people's
confessions. So people send in their confessions anonymously. I then get the best ones, turn them into sketches. So the nice thing is, you come to see the show, you might see your own confession being acted out.
And you can all pretend that you're shocked.
Yes.
And it's not your confession when deep down you know. You're
that
the
it's
freak.
You. And we've got, there are loads. We get loads.
I'm sure a lot of the people that anonymously confess come to the show. Yes.
And
Matthew.
Me and the.
I'm sure some of the confessions were his, if not all.
There was one mentioned. Which ones?
There was one mentioned.
So, and I'm in the audience. I'm watching the audience.
Okay.
So I see people when we mention a confession. I see them kind of nudging
so
each
you
other.
So you could, yeah. So
you could not see me though. He gave me the shittiest seats.
I gave you the shittiest seats.
I was in the cleaner storage room.
We were sold out, dude.
With bleach.
We're so popular, we were sold out. Islam.
And you gave Ashley Peshel Alej the front row.
He bought his tickets, dude. Actually.
I do not believe it.
You think I gave Ashley a free ticket?
I do think
so. You think I gave Ashley there? This wow. Ashley.
He wouldn't give a free ticket to his sister.
Ashley Peskin. No, but no, actually, I do. Ashley did buy a ticket, so thank you, Ashley.
Good for you.
Thank
See?
You for supporting the show.
He supports you, and you every chance to shit on him. You've
I
done
didn't
it.
Shit on him. When have I ever, Anzi, in any respect I have now, the only thing I said was, if he was to shave his pubes, giggle, we wouldn't be able to move in here for pubes. That's all I said.
That's pretty harmless.
Oh, Vera Wonder Hafna pubes.
And factually correct,
oh, Vera
probably.
Dwayne mentioned them on Big Brother. So Vera Wonder Hafna pubes. Anyway.
So are we going to read some of these confessions later on?
Loads of confessions. Okay, let's do. So this is, there's something else that we should mention before we get into the confessions. Yep. Because this has been a very special week in Malta. Because a movie has been released.
Oh, yes. And we know, like, you know the entire cast.
I know, yeah.
I know most of them.
Yeah. So this is a movie. Matthew, you like movies as well.
What's
your favorite film of all time?
Favorite film of all time? I think it has to be...
The Count of Monte Cristo.
I mean, Count. I haven't watched that, though.
Have you seen the new one?
What, the new,
no.
The new Count of Monte
There's
Cristo?
There's a new Count of Monte Cristo that was also filmed in Malta.
Did you know that in the old one there was Henry Cavill?
Yes! He was the son.
Yeah.
He was.
I never knew that.
You only notice when you watch it again now. Yeah.
Boring. What's your favorite movie?
Hey, he's the new Highlander. Boring, Lostia.
I mean, I have loads. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, it's hard to...
To go wake up. Yeah. Ciao Ciao is exactly like that movie.
No. It's hard to nail down a one singular favorite movie.
Oh, yes.
I watched Scarface recently.
Back to the Future.
Because that, in my book... is probably one of the greatest films ever.
Scarface?
Yeah.
Hell yes.
Yeah.
The acting,
it's good.
Come on.
I mean, but also, it depends on your mood, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
So, for example, me...
It's not a Sunday afternoon film.
If you were to tell me, I would say one of my favorite films ever, Back to the Future.
Oh, I love it.
He's like, if I had to choose Ghostbusters...
Do you know who the original...
Ghostbusters is good.
Ghostbusters is not good.
It's timeless.
Both of them are. But the first one especially.
Do you know that in the first one there's Ron Jeremy?
Yes, in the background on the street. Yes. Google Ron Jeremy for those of you who don't know who he is.
Yes. And Ron Jeremy.
Mussy's doing it. While you're at it, Mussy, John Holmes. John Holmes as well, all right?
She just straight away she grabbed that.
She's gonna have to turn the mobile sideways to see his.
Anyway, this movie, Chow Chow, has nothing to do
Let's go back to Chow Chow.
Ron Jeremy.
No.
Or Two Girls, One Cup. It is a satirical film.
Yes.
And it was written by our friend Chris Dingley, who wanted to.
Oh, he also wrote it.
Yeah, he co-wrote it. Listen to this. This is Chris Dingley in a nutshell.
Chris, this is all him. He had nothing to do with
Chris
this.
Calls me. It's me and Chris are very good friends, obviously. And he calls me. He's like, Mr. Steve, do you like to come on to the Multiverse? Because I know it's a great show. Thank you. And I want to promote this movie that I'm part of. I'm like, brilliant. Tie up, Chris. Are you in Malta? No, I'm in England. Okay. But I'm coming to Malta. But by the time you come to Malta, we would have already filmed it. Okay. So in that case, can I ask one of the cast members to come? Maybe Kevin now? You're like, sure.
Naomi.
Naomi isn't in this.
I thought you said she was in it.
And not in Malta, though.
Not in Malta, not in this.
Oh, it's my fault. I've gone through some personal tragedy. I'm sorry, this week.
Yes.
Shut up.
Don't.
Anyway.
I'm still mourning.
You're still
God
mourning.
God damn you. Fair. All right. So, Chow Chow.
Aubrey Plaza. Simply come by Rajal to Aubrey Plaza.
Yeah. Okay. I am sad about that too because I love Aubrey Plaza.
Yes.
Aubrey, if you're listening, if you need someone to console you,
yeah,
I'm available.
He's available. But
I'm a great hugger.
But you can't stroke his cat.
I still have one, so yes. Her sister. I'm going to punch you in a second. I'm going to flip this table. Fucking. What's his name, style? Oh. Stop laughing, you as well!
This is so left field. He didn't see it coming.
I hope you have pneumonia.
Thanks, man. Anyway.
Chow Chow.
Chris Dingley was going to come, but then he couldn't come because he's actually not in the same fucking country as us.
Kevin Naudy didn't want to come because he didn't answer.
Kevin Naudy was like, Eva, I just need to ask my wife if I can come.
So this was three days ago.
3 days ago, and he still hasn't. I don't know how long it takes him to have a conversation with his wife. Nasabant comes on Tarot Counselor. Now, so we said we would just give it a plug ourselves.
Yes.
Chow Chow is a movie all about, you know, when you leave the house here in Malta and you say goodbye to someone, it takes you forever to say goodbye.
Oh
so
my God.
Say ciao, bye, ciao, hey, smabble heart.
In my case, I find when their friends are over at my house, it spills out onto the road and we're still talking to each other. So they've all agreed they're leaving, they put their coats on, whatever, and the chows and byes are still outside.
That is exactly someone lights what this a cigarette. Is about. Yeah, exactly. So this is exactly what this movie is about. So basically, Keith Tedesco is the guy who's directed it. There's Chris, there's Bazmajan, who is...
Ah, Mikhail.
Mikhail Bazmajan, who's the good Angelo. So, you know Angelo, there's John and Bazmajan.
The good Angelo.
So John Montanaro is... but Bazmajan was good. And anyway, it's a great movie. Go see it. We went to the premiere a few days ago.
Yeah, we had a good time.
And it was fun. Remember, a few episodes ago, we spoke about finger blasting in the cinema.
I don't recall.
There was a little bit of that happening.
Was there?
Yes, I was sitting.
Kevin Naudy's good.
I was sitting next to Kevin Naudy. That's what happened. You want to smell my
fingers? No.
So that's Chow Chow. Ha! We did it. So there you go, Chris.
But thank you for the invite.
Now, we are talking about.
Something happened this week.
Oh, we're going to talk about. Oh, yes.
Can we mention this? Because it's a good story.
What happened this week?
Because we always like to be topical.
Yes.
A baby.
Yes.
Okay. A baby was born in a Krispy Kreme donuts car park, I believe. Right. Krispy Kreme donuts.
Okay.
They have them in the UK as well. They're a big American.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to a Krispy Kreme?
I think they're mainly American.
But they're in the UK.
But they're in the UK. Well.
They're all over the place. Okay. They're like Dunkin' Donuts. They're Dunkin' Donuts' main competitors.
Okay, tell you.
I would say. They're fantastic.
And they're good, yeah?
Oh, my God, they're good.
But they're not in Malta?
No.
Malmö is actually doing a sponsor.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, they could. Krispy Kreme donuts, if you're watching, we have direct access to the right kind of fat demographic you're craving. the type 2 diabetes population of Malta.
There's a lot of people with type 2 diabetes. La la man. Krispy Kreme. You're missing a trick, dude. Come to Malta.
Anyway,
get in touch.
So Krispy Kreme donuts gave the parents of this a baby.
Yeah.
Like free donuts for a year.
So the baby was born at the Krispy Kreme?
On the property, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
In the car park.
Okay.
In the parking lot of a Krispy Kreme.
Okay.
Somewhere in America.
Okay.
Now, what is a year free donuts costing to Krispy Kreme? For all the publicity they're getting for this story, a year of their, you know what their donuts cost for them to make?
Listen. Now that they mention it, I do feel like a donut.
Oh, hell yeah.
This is
a glazed donut.
This is how advertising works, guys. This is, we mention it.
Don't mention glazing to fucking
mention muffin. It. People get all.
Sorry, a cream pie.
Exactly.
What? They're fantastic cream pie donuts.
I love cream pies. Have you ever made a cream pie for someone, given someone a cream pie?
Of course.
Oh, man, it's great.
What's your favorite cream for the cream pie?
Oh, I really like it when it's thick and whipped. My whole relationship is based on me giving Kat cream pies very early on in our relationship. That's how she fell in love with me. It was like, it's Wednesday, here you go.
I'm surprised it took you this long to have injury.
Yeah, because
sorry. When asked why the father named the baby's middle name.
No, hold on. It's what?
Yes.
It's a family from Bilmore. It's a family from, so according to UPI, this is an Alabama family.
Alabama.
Yeah, who so are offered, probably their siblings.
Who are offered.
Or at least cousins.
Yeah.
Mashek.
It's incest. Mashek. It's the game the whole family can
exactly.
play.
Exactly. Shania Bennett said she and the father of her children, Keon Mitchell, headed to the hospital with their 5-year-old son when she started feeling the contractions.
Okay.
It was snowing.
In Alabama? Oh, yeah, they had that snowstorm not too long ago, yeah.
They're about a mile from the hospital. She wasn't going to make it. Oh, she wasn't going to make it. So much money. They didn't just go to have donuts.
They
just couldn't make it.
Kasha
cream
pie.
They got to Krispy Kreme donut shop, and it had closed because of the weather, so they couldn't go in.
Oh.
So then she had to just open her legs and pop him out in the car park.
And read the part where Mitchell talks about his the baby's middle name.
Oh, yeah. Mitchell said family members are telling him that they should give their baby. So the baby is called Dallas. And they should give him the middle name of Glaze. Mm.
Asked why, the father said, because that's what I did to his mama's. Sorry. Come on. I was expecting a better reaction from Matthew. I'm shocked, actually.
Because Matthew doesn't like... Matthew is trying to... Because his caveman
podcast is above us.
Podcast now, it's become quite highbrow.
Yes.
So he doesn't really like this stuff about glazing.
You just went on a side note about your wife getting cream pies on a Wednesday. I think you cannot.
We're talking about donuts, though. What are you thinking?
Sure.
I was talking about donuts.
Oh, okay, I was talking about cream pies.
The only problem I have with Krispy Kreme, you know what it is? I think you know what it is.
What's Krispy
Kreme? When you have a Krispy Kreme donut, after you eat it, you have like post nut clarity. You just feel guilty of doing it.
Yes,
like when you wank to some questionable porn.
Mm. Ah, yes. There was a meme on our community WhatsApp, by the way.
Yes.
Join it.
Yeah.
There's some very amazing questionable memes.
Yeah, there are questionable memes on there.
But that was a great meme. Whoever sent that one, was that you?
Yep.
That was brilliant.
Which one? Which meme was
that? The questionable porn one.
Oh, yes.
I'm quite glad that I can say porn freely here.
Why?
Because on the radio, you can't technically say it.
The word porn?
Yeah, the word porn. Weird.
Why can't you say it?
I don't know. It's just something they're not too happy about, the broadcasting authority.
Oh,
they don't like it. Because, I mean, the average age is 96 on the broadcasting authority on the board of members. They're about 90-ish.
Yeah. Type. I don't know why, but like, let's get on with the show.
With the actual podcast.
With the actual show. So,
and the Naughtiest Confessions.
The Naughtiest Confessions. So basically, we, in Naughty Malta, we ask people to send in their anonymous sexy confessions. People send in their sexy confessions. We thought we would have a look at some of them, Nick, just so people get a little taster of what... just what perverts the Maltese are.
And Steve, while we're on the subject, yeah, where can they buy tickets for Naughty Malta 2025?
Naughtymalta.com. Naughtymalta.com. The website is right here. Because if it isn't, Matthew Palissa, it's not friendly.
So, il webmaster's talcom minimum, please.
What the fuck?
What the fuck? What?
What? Who hosts your website?
It is up now.
You don't know who you pay for that domain?
The guy who looks after the marketing and the website looks after that. He just tells me it's my name, guys. It is up now. Who looks after the middle webmaster?
I thought maybe it was Wesley.
What is that, Wesley? Right. This is fucking great. Middle webmaster. Yeah, it's like, what?
That's the old word. It was like webmaster, remember?
Middle webmaster.
Webmaster.
Spider-Man. Oh,
so webmaster.
It is up now.
All right, shall we start then?
These are some of the confessions. So, this is one of my favorite ones. Somebody sent in a confession that when they were 14 years old, they were hiding under their nana's bed so they could give her a fright. So they were staying at their nana's house, okay, and him and his cousin decided to go under their nana's bed when nana goes for her nap. And when they jump out to give her a fright. But then Nana actually came into the room, got onto the bed, locked the door, got onto the bed, and turned on her vibrator whilst her cousins were open mouthed underneath. Be like,
how old were the cousins?
They were 14.
How old was the Nana?
So we never
everyone deserves to be
exactly
unless it's really dry.
Are you age shaming now? Are you saying someone's too old to have a good time?
Yeah, exactly.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah. Yeah, shuffle.
I am an ageist.
If there are any nuns watching us, you should use vibrators.
Use whatever the hell you want.
Exactly,
just
whatever
make sure
you want.
It doesn't get stuck anywhere.
Exactly. These bottles from Husky. Don't use glass unless you're kinky that way.
No, don't use glass.
But I mean, you could put them into like some bubble wrap. And they'll be fine for you.
Husky does not approve of what Steve just said.
How do you know? Jean.
Our sponsor.
I did not. If you approve or not.
I think the answer is going to be a quick no.
Husky is one of the sponsors of Naughty Malta, see? So.
There you go.
Well,
they know what they were getting into.
Exactly. Oh, my God.
This reminds me of, Bill Burr, obviously?
Yeah, of course.
Do you know his animated series on Netflix called F is for Family?
Yes. Oh, great
series. The best.
Great series.
There is a scene exactly like this where the kid is under the bed. And of course, Bill Burr's dad, he plays his dad in the show. He's his real dad. They go into the bedroom and they start getting it off.
The
kid looks up and all he sees is his dad's balls.
Oh, hell yes!
It's brilliant. Remember that scene?
I do remember that scene.
This reminds me of that.
I do remember that.
This could be a contender.
This is a bit worse, eh?
Yeah,
this is a bit worse. Than that.
How do you stay still and quiet?
I mean, whilst your nana's going. I mean, maybe you don't need to stay so quiet because nana's preoccupied, though.
Who's reading this one?
I once masturbated into a cup at my nana's house. And then went to sleep. I mean,
why?
When I woke up the next day, I heard my nunnu asking my nunna about the orizzata that he had found. I never asked any more information.
First of all, why would you spunk into a cup?
And second,
there's so many other things you can use.
Second of all, what kind of orizzata does the nunna drink to think that cum is orizzata? What the fuck?
Since when?
Since when?
Please use the correct term. It's ejaculate. Since when has ejaculate tasted like orzata and not asparagus?
Mela, maybe.
How do you know what it tastes like?
That's what she said.
Because when he was shaving me. Because when he was shaving me.
All I could smell was asparagus
and orzata. Master Winely, I'm the orzata.
They don't exist. They don't exist, I don't think, anymore. Stop.
Oh my God.
Cooley. Let's do a cool. You know what? Let's do a taste challenge.
Blind taste.
The blind challenge.
Don't say it. I'm leaving
Cooley,
if you say it.
Cooley or Tatsaliba? I will see.
Yeah.
Why did I agree to do this, man? I'm a respectable broadcaster.
Oh my god.
Let's see if you can tell.
The next one. Apparently I have to ask you for this.
The BJ
Bernadette Jennifer.
Yeah, this
BJ National.
This is a great story which we did a couple of years ago. And it was about, so this is from the point of view of the husband. So this guy, his cunyata.
Yeah.
Her husband died. So his cunyato died, right?
Okay.
And his cunyata was about, like, she's in her 80s.
Ooh.
And she started going out with a guy.
And same age?
Yeah. And it was the other guy's birthday. And the other guy, he asked her, she said, what would you like me to buy you for your birthday? They were like, they're having a lovely relationship.
Yeah, yeah.
What would you like me to buy you for your birthday? What would you like for your birthday?
And he said,
like, I've got everything. What I'd really like, I haven't had for a long time,
oral.
Is, yes. The woman was really befuddled, this woman.
Okay.
She didn't know what a blowjob was. So she didn't know what that meant.
No wonder her. She didn't know what that meant. No wonder she's a widow. Her ex-husband died of misery.
She didn't know what that meant. But she didn't know the term. I don't think she didn't know what it meant.
Maybe she didn't know the term.
She didn't know the term. So she asked her daughter, what does it mean? Now, this is from the husband of the daughter was the guy who sent it.
Yes, we got it.
So for him, this was the funniest thing ever. That he went to his mother-in-law's house. And he saw his daughter, his wife, having to explain to her mother a blowjob was. And
it's almost like the opening scene of, those dodgy movies about stepmoms teaching their stepdaughter how to shag their boyfriends properly.
But she's an 80-year-old, but it's the other way around.
Yes, it's totally the other way around.
And it was the most, and the confession was written in such a wonderful way. It was the guy, just the embarrassment of his wife was trying to explain to her mum that she has to suck somebody's dick was beautiful.
Did
apparently it ended with he just told us that the nun actually, when she found out what it was not shocked at all. It was something that she'd done many times before.
But kudos to
good
you,
on you, Nanda.
Good
but,
on. But and the, well done, birthday boy.
But the exactly. But the daughter was like, do you want me to? I was asking, do you want me to
show
to
you?
Call him? No, do you want me to call him to tell him that Seki don't want to be with him anymore? And the nun was like, "Is that Bob? She's here."
Of course, I want to be.
That was a lovely story. Great story.
I take back what I said earlier about the recently passed.
No. It was cool.
She just didn't know what it was called.
She didn't know what it was called, Miss Gina.
I wonder what they used to call it.
Who knows? Oh, who knows? Maybe sucking Peppy.
Licky fun time.
Because
it happened every Friday during Sharabank. Because back then it was called Sharabank and Chill. That's it. Hashtag Sharabank and Chill.
Wow.
Oh, that's great. All right. Here we go. My partner and I have been married for years. We used to have sex all sorts of exciting places, but that stopped when we got married. Okay, well, that's pretty normal. However, we came to see Naughty Malta last year and felt inspired by the stories. So I could not help myself. As we were leaving the theater, I called him into the bathroom and had a quickie. I didn't realize the wife was writing this. I'm excited now. I am really looking forward to this year's show. Thanks, Steve. Yeah. What?
We received.
Well, first of all, and cheers.
Cheers.
For giving married men around the island.
Yeah, we received three or four of those stories last year alone. So people saying they came to see the show.
And they got Randy.
And then, they got Randy.
That's
and then
fantastic.
They, and then they were shouting.
Dude, you don't realize Kennedy this, Grove. But you deserve a Jeh Republica.
I do. I do realize this. I've been saying this for years that I deserve a Jeh Republica.
I thanked you. I sent you a message after the show.
Personal message.
Yes.
I told him I had sex after a very long time.
And so
fantastic.
Very long time.
Again, you're doing a service.
He's having sex while thinking of me. So he's lasting
Wait a second. He's not lasting as long,
obviously, because he's thinking of me.
Let's be honest. But his wife thanked him for that.
His wife, yeah.
No, he was thinking of you and lasting longer.
No, if he's thinking of me, he'd be by my left.
Shit, I walked into that one.
Once vomited over my partner whilst they were on their knees giving me head.
Ugh.
I mean, It depends on the...
It's one of the dangers of drunken sex or drunken, you know...
Maybe he had COVID or enough. I broke someone's dick whilst turning cowgirl position.
Now, this has happened twice to a very famous person. Really? Now, it's technically impossible to break a dick because there's no bone in there.
No, but if you're
there
erect.
Are ligaments and
I mean, if you're erect, you can still snap it.
Snap it, yes, but you're not, breaking, not breaking it. But you know what I mean. Dennis Rodman famously did this twice.
Well,
what? Yeah,
Dennis Rodman. It happened to him twice.
Ducky Don Ross tell America.
But Don Ross is American. Why are you mentioning my friend's name on this podcast? He's a good friend of mine.
Hello, Don.
How's it going, Don? Don told me a great story. From No. He's always worked in film sets.
Okay.
He was you can actually see him in Gladiator, the first Gladiator. It's a great scene that he's in there.
Don. Playing basketball behind
behind Maximus. I'm open. No. He was on the set of Cutthroat Island.
Okay.
And we were at a party once.
It was Gina Davis.
Gina Davis. Yeah. This is what I'm getting at. So yeah, Matthew Modine, Gina Davis. And he was part of the crew, I believe. Okay. You know, not an extra or anything. And we were talking about there was someone on TV. We were watching a football game, and we were saying, "Oh my God, she looks like the whitest woman in America." And all of a sudden, Don just comes and goes, "That Gina Davis got the whitest ass I've ever seen." Something to that effect. Well, he's like Gina Day. He's got a really deep voice.
He's got very deep. One of the deepest voices. He used to teach P at De La Salle when I was at that.
Yes.
Do you remember him?
Yeah, he used to teach
And his wife
me.
As well, I believe.
I don't remember.
Yes.
Not
De La Salle. At my son's school, which I forgot the name of.
Okay, there you go.
St. Aloysius, sorry.
Well, Don, you should come on to the... We should do... We'll get him
on the show.
We'll do a one-on-one basketball.
No.
Inti contra Don.
I mean, even though he has new knees... I don't think he'd be wanting to do that, Miski.
Not even like a.
Yes,
I mean, obviously he would.
He can help us with our three pointers.
Exactly. So Don, come on to the show. We'll sort something.
Don's
out.
A great guy. So and let's move on quickly.
Moving on from Don Ross. My girlfriend was lying down in bed on her back with her legs held up with her arms. We were using a toy and having a great time. Oh. When suddenly I noticed something coming out of her bum. It was a hemorrhoid that had burst and filled the bed with blood.
Oh, my God. What the fuck?
Kind of like what happened to Dennis Rodman's dick.
Oh, my God.
Apparently, there was a lot of blood.
Hemorrhoid is just blood.
Oh, yeah.
Why do you know this story of Dennis Rodman in so much detail?
I watched a documentary with
Dennis
Rodman.
Yeah, he watched a whole documentary about Dennis Rodman's dick.
About broken dicks. All right, where are we? I ripped my boyfriend's... Oh, no, I can't say this.
I ripped my boyfriend's foreskin.
How?
It was an accident.
How?
Yeah, how? I mean, how do you rip foreskin?
I don't know, but it's happened before. I once did the show, because obviously, as everyone knows, I'm circumcised. I once did the show called...
As am I.
As are you. But called Manhood. It was like an hour show a few years ago in England.
Okay.
And it was about
the
fact that I was circumcised. And one of the questions...
Is that rare in the UK, by the way?
No, tell. But I had a lot of material about being circumcised. Okay. I did a show about it. And I was asking... there was a special prize for people who were circumcised.
No way.
To get in. Yeah, yeah. If you didn't have a foreskin, you got like 10% off. Because that's
literally what...
That's, so, and I was asking people, how did you... Do you have any circumcision stories? Is there any weird story? And one guy said it was during sex that his foreskin ripped. It was literally, so I don't know how.
How?
But when he said that, everyone in the audience were like, oh.
Yeah. I mean, the back of my legs are like, I've got tingles, you know?
It's like, mate, I didn't know where to go after that story. He kind of fucked up my
dry
show.
How dry was it?
Yeah.
But yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't understand how, medically, I don't know. We need a urologist on this show.
Yeah.
And then we can ask all the penis questions we've ever had.
Yeah, if anyone from the GU clinic is watching.
I once, on my radio show, my old radio show, I had a urologist. It was Movember, right? It was totally legit.
Yeah.
She came on. She asked to be on.
Yeah.
And I must admit, we did Google her name a bit.
Yeah.
And we were like, that was the quickest. Yes, you can come on. Can you come on tomorrow? Gorgeous.
Okay.
I can imagine the amount of men that she's seen who were like either very aroused or very almost, you know, like because of her beauty.
Yeah, I'm telling you,
she was drop dead gorgeous. I can say that she's not in Malta anymore.
Right.
Oh my God, she was gorgeous. Can you imagine how many people just thinking, is there someone else I can show my problem to?
I once had to go to a doctor because I thought I was wiping my ass. And I thought, I was wiping my ass. I had a poo. Everyone has poos.
Yes, okay.
It's a very normal thing. Having a poo, wiped my ass, and I felt something. I'm like, shit. I Googled it. I'm like, obviously, Google takes you down rabbit holes. Like, I've got ass cancer. I'm going to die. So I went to the doctor. And the doctor was like, he was like, bend over. And he was the biggest guy I've ever seen. He was like, you just mentioned Czech. I reckon he was big. He was about 8 foot. This is my.
Come on.
He was a massive
guy. Malty?
No, this was in England. He was a massive guy. And he bent me over. He's like, right. So he put his glove on. And it's like his glove is as big as a mask.
Oh my
put his glove on. He's like, right, I'm just going to check. And he stuck his finger in.
One finger felt like a fist.
It felt like you were sticking somebody's head up there. And he kind of, Jesus. And I mean, after a while, I kind of got used to it. It was nice.
You stopped making the circular.
It was nice. Did you say it was nice?
Hey, that's an erogenous zone. What's your problem?
It was nice. No.
Don't you remember Stifler?
But it did kind of widen me out a little bit. It's true. It did. And then after, it's like, no, mate, you've got a hemorrhoid. Honestly, that's the. So, but he did.
The first time that happened to me, not the fingering, the hemorrhoid. the blood is so. I mean, it's sharper than that color.
Yeah,
well, it's crazy.
Yeah, it did. My hemorrhoid then did go down like on its own.
Good, good.
I think mature willpower.
Can we move on from hemorrhoids, blood, and torn?
Can you read this one about the policeman?
A policeman says in this confession, "I once saw a car enter Ali. Two people were obviously having sex.
Wasn't me.
I went to knock on their window, and when they put the window down, I couldn't stop laughing. They were the parents of my colleague. Wow. So another.
Oh my God.
Because you have young policemen as well. They've got policemen who are 19 or 20. They imagine their parents are like in their 40s.
Yeah.
They could still, and maybe they've got young kids at home. They might stop to have a quick shag at time.
I've got a sex car police story, but I don't want to mention it.
Me too.
I think
are you going to mention yours, Matt?
Go on.
Whatever. The first time I had sex with my wife, we were dating back then.
And this is romantic. What's wrong with you, Matt?
There's nothing wrong.
You're not a Catholic.
It was hilarious because back then I used to have, this is typical Maltese, an escort cabriolet.
Nice.
A convertible escort.
And did you have
spoiler
a box of Mantis in the back?
Yes.
Remember those ones? The man tissues?
Really of course, yeah. You have to have them right next to the speakers at the back.
Yeah. So in between the bows. So Bose, Tina, sponsor, please.
And we went to Baharicha, where there's the ice cream guy. And we just parked there, and it was the first time I had sex. And just in the middle of it, I just saw just like flashing lights and stuff. Cool. And I kept on going. And then he just hit
the window
with his flashlight.
Oh, but I'll
to start you off, please. It's in the middle of nowhere. You're the only one watching.
I've got it. Why do you think I bought this Ford Escort?
Exactly.
And the first time I had sex with my wife, I was the only one who didn't come.
Oh, even the policeman came.
I think even the police, because he stood there for about 2 minutes, which is half the time I spent having sex.
What one of the other great stories we had once was someone in a car having sex. He knocked the handbrake. This was hilarious. Made me laugh so much.
Oh,
the handbrake
God.
Hit another car. From the other car, this guy jumps out and says, "Bil atalitaid nijipta jawa."
Oh my
this
God.
Going back to our cream pies earlier on, this is basically what Steve just said. For those of you who don't speak the Maltese language.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
I used to buy Playboys and the short lived Maltese Playboy. Duck, which Playboy can you use? Like Playpen.
The Niftakro.
Playpen,
I used to wank into them until they were rendered useless. It's like I made a paper mache block.
Oh.
I understand this person completely. I used to then throw the hardened creation into random neighbors' mailboxes at night. I always wondered what their reaction was when they found the crusty magazine in their mail. This guy, Husky. This guy.
I think this guy. I think you're right.
He deserves that. So
let's just say he's in the lead.
Yes.
For now, he's in the lead.
Yes. Okay, what else have we got?
I like this one. Someone just said, I masturbate at work at least 3 times a week. Let's join the club, bro. What's so special?
Yeah, should you finish joining
the club? That's Ayrton. That's Ayrton. He's wanking off right now.
Join the club.
Don't, like you don't. Like you've never had a wank
no.
at work.
You've don't never lie. Had a wank at work? No, bro.
But
no, I'd be saying that. You never had
at least that's better than
Why do you think they had to close Radio Mas? Everyone was just wagging.
This is what I have, a foot fetish. I mean, that's not really
that's
pretty common, actually.
I gave my first blowjob and used too much teeth. I never saw him again.
Oh. That's the hazards of being too teethy.
Yes. Oh, and this, okay, so this is another confession that we got. This is a story that we did in the first show. This was Mella. Imagine.
So you know the context
I know
this.
The context of this, so I'm going to explain it a little bit. So imagine the scene, late 90s. A girl who used to live in England is now living in Malta. Mm-hmm. She meets a guy. They work together in a factory somewhere in San Juan.
That's narrowing it down.
And she, there were lots of factories in San Juan. And she and him, they went to have a pizza somewhere in Melilla. And afterwards, they went down to near Popeye Village to have sex.
To consummate the
pizza.
The evening. The pizza.
Now, the pizza, apparently, in the whole confession, she explains that the pizza didn't taste so good. So you need to keep that in mind.
Yeah.
She gets out of the car. She decides that she's going to give this guy the show of his life. She goes onto the bonnet.
He's
in the car. Goes onto the bonnet and starts taking her clothes off, giving him like a striptease show. So he's in the car. It was an Escort Mark I.
This is
the early 90s, right?
Okay.
She takes off all her
valuable
clothes.
Today.
Yeah, takes off all her clothes, squeezes her ass up against the windscreen, and then feels the pizza coming up.
No.
She feels she's going to fart.
She farted?
She does. No. She sharted.
She sharted?
She sharted onto the windscreen. And like, she said that he was horrified as he just saw.
His
stream of shit coming down.
His beloved Mark One.
On the Mark One. on the Mark One.
Desecrated.
Yes. This was a story that they mentioned on Rev a few years ago. And
it was the defecation episode.
And
Revved.
And now they're married.
No.
Yeah. That was the first time.
She must be hot.
And then they
forgive something like that.
I mean, it can't really. Yeah, that's it. So
do you think they had sex later on? There's no way.
On that night.
On that night, there's no way.
Because
if they did, kudos.
Depends.
They must be freaks.
Yeah, maybe.
He might have a kink.
So. They might. Yeah.
You never know.
It might have been what kind of. He was like, "This is the woman I've been wanting."
Yeah.
This is exactly what I want.
And since then, he's been taking her to that Melilla pizzeria ever since. Come on, baby, get the extra cheese.
He's still driving the same Escort Mark One. Hey, yeah.
Yes.
Hey, yeah. Never washed the windscreen. So, so that is. Those are our stories. So there's loads more stories. The survey, the anonymous survey, is live now as well. So if anyone has any stories that they would like to add,
just click here.
NaughtyMalta.com. You can send in your sexy stories.
NaughtyMalta.com.
I feel quite emotional ending. This is our last
in this studio.
The last time that we're here.
Yeah.
So should we bring in Mrs. Bonnici to play Would You Rather with us?
Is she here?
There, she's busy today.
She's making that tray. Mella.
Would you rather? So, would you rather know that your nonna has drunk your jizz or catch your nonna having depraved outdoor sex?
What the fuck?
I think we should ask the next one. I'm sorry.
What the fuck is wrong with you, Steve?
Can you just bleep that whole bit out? Option two, would you rather be vomited upon during sex or have a hemorrhoid pop in your face?
During sex, I imagine, as well.
It said depends with
vomit
whom.
Or hemorrhoid? With the same person, no. I'm a check.
If it's...
I don't know, man.
What's worse?
Vomit is something I cannot handle.
Because then vomit Sam, makes you vomit, right?
But what if it's Dua Lipa?
Dua's vomit?
I wouldn't mind, though.
Dua Lipa's
better
vomit.
Than a hemorrhoid pop.
Yeah, but
what if it's Dua Lipa's hemorrhoid?
Storm. Stan, sorry, Storm.
Storm?
If it's Dua Lipa's hemorrhoid, that means I have a front row view of her butt.
Exactly. But she's got an ass full of hemorrhoids, isn't she? Or one hemorrhoid, at least.
At least one. Well, she doesn't anymore.
She doesn't anymore, yeah. Wow.
I'm thinking proactively.
Yeah,
shit. Option two.
Yeah, hemorrhoid.
But only if it's Dua Lipa.
Only if it's Dua Lipa. If it's Sydney Sweeney.
Okay. Well, yeah, Sydney.
So still, Monica Bellucci. So there's quite a lot.
I love Monica Bellucci, you know that.
Yeah, so. Beyonce. I mean, Beyonce's hemorrhoids would probably be probably not blood, sparkle would probably come out of Beyonce's
true,
hemorrhoids.
Yes. What if it's your wife?
And she'd be on a white horse, so can you imagine that image?
It'd be beautiful.
What if it's your wife, though?
Why not?
Well, man, Majek.
I love my wife. What a
His nose is brown from all that fucking.
What a lovely answer. Shit. So you would rather have a hemorrhoid pop in your face than know that your nana has drunk.
Stop going back to that one. Husky beer. She drank husky beer.
Okay, what about the next one?
And she loved it.
What about the next one? Would you have sex with your ultimate fantasy if afterwards they took a massive shit on the windscreen of your very, very expensive car? Oh, this is a good one. Mella, what's your dream car, Matt?
It has to be a McLaren Senna.
Okay, wow. So you've got a McLaren. Are you pronouncing it properly?
Probably. Yes, of course. Of course. The legend himself, Ayrton Senna.
I thought it was Senna.
So you've got your McLaren Senna.
Yeah.
You've got your McLaren Senna. And you're having
shit
sex
all over
with Dua Lipa.
Shit all over it.
She
don't
can
care.
Shit all over this, yeah.
I mean, it's just shit. You can wash it off.
Yeah, exactly. But what if it gets into the engine?
Into the leather?
Into the engine. And then, like, every time you turn the car and you got a smell.
I always wanted a Lamborghini. I love Lambos.
Sam, but the engine is at the back, so.
Right. So
I mean, they were born in shit.
What do you mean?
Because Lamborghini came from tractors.
Farm.
Oh, right.
Farm.
Yeah.
So.
So what? So if I come
and
have a
there,
so if you've got a Lamborghini,
so I'm sure a Lamborghini can handle shit maybe more than a McLaren can.
Oh, okay.
So you're happy for
Monica Bellucci to take a dump on your Lamborghini?
Absolutely. Go for it, girl.
Listen, if I can afford a McLaren and not a Lamborghini, I can afford
who
someone to clean
shit,
it.
Right?
No, exactly. But you have to clean it yourself.
With your tongue.
With your tongue.
You're becoming like Steve.
See you later.
Well, wow, okay.
You didn't answer any of these questions.
Okay, which one? My nanu is Madushmana Miski. Bella, would you rather be vomited upon during sex or have a hemorrhoid pop in your face? I think, in certain ways, a hemorrhoid can be sexy.
No.
Oh, fuck off.
Imagine, for example, like Beyonce. Beyonce is one of my fantasies.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Beyonce? What do you think Beyonce
is? You don't like Beyonce?
God, she moves. What do you think Beyonce? If Beyonce had a hemorrhoid, it would be. If Ira Losco had a hemorrhoid.
Right.
It would be.
You had an earlier cue to end the show. I hope you used it. Are we still rolling?
Will you stop reaching? Would you have sex with your ultimate fantasy if afterwards they took a massive shit on the windscreen of your very, very expensive car? Eva, she in a Hyundai gets good Monday. That's it's my fantasy car. HV, you can probably take a shit on it. It'll probably increase its value.
Hyundai. If you're watching. Don't a sponsor.
And that is that, man.
It is. Thank you, Husky.
Thank you, Husky. Thank you, Mrs. Bonnici, for welcoming us into your studio.
And we can officially say the winner this week.
Yeah, who is it? The guy.
It was
the anonymous guy, Itamar Dalvor, on the prompter, please.
We don't know who you are.
But anonymous person who told us.
No, it wasn't that
Not
one.
The Playboy one, the other one. No, go up. Go up.
I can't believe we forgot, but it did make us laugh.
I think it's the Playboy one.
No.
The crusty
yes,
one.
Yes, it was.
Oh, yes, Eva. Crusty
magazine. In the neighbor's mouth.
Yeah. Yes. So get in touch.
Get in touch with us somehow.
With us.
Prove it to you.
And convince us.
How do you want him to prove? It gives you a Playboy magazine.
Yeah, give us a crusty. Send Matthew a crusty Playboy.
No. He says some specific stuff in this. We're not going to mention it now.
Yeah.
And if he.
But also, hello there. Also, the first person to send Matthew a crusty Playboy.
Yes.
We'll get two boxes of Husky.
If you can send Matthew, we'll give you. Actually, let's put his address. Ayrton, put Matthew's home address. The Palazzo here.
So,
Sijiwi. Where the hell is
first,
it?
First
Zabush,
person.
I don't know.
First person, Holly. So we can have. so we can have a good clip on for social medias. First person to send us a jizz-filled magazine and send it to Matthew.
Hardened. Crusty.
So first you need to jizz on it, then you need to let it dry.
Let it dry.
Put it in the oven.
Not a hard... The oven
on a low heat.
Oh my god,
on a low heat.
Yes, yes. It's not advisable to use your air fryer because we're not sure. The jury's out on jizz in an air fryer.
Yeah, we haven't
no
tried
tests
that yet.
Have been
we
done.
Haven't tried that yet. Although, it's for next season, if Crosscraft are watching the Dunas Monster, get in touch. Send it to Matthew. First
we've
person
almost
does that.
Burned every bridge. There is for possible sponsorship. You know that, right?
Right. Okay. Thank you, everybody.
Right. Episode 12. Join our WhatsApp community. It's right here. You could be guests in the shoot.
Yes. So episode 12, our season finale, is coming up very soon. We've got lots of stuff planned for summer, which we will tell you about as well.
Yes.
But yeah, for now, thank you, Mrs. Bonici. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Bye.
Thank
you, guys. The studio last time.
Yes, last time. Naughty Malta, and see you later. Bye.
Bye. We'll be right back.